We're conducting a two-week Indigenous land management course in Norseman. It's part of the extended Mallee Fowl and Invasive Weeds program, and we have about 19 participants, and we're into the final stages. The idea of the training program is that we got offered an opportunity through remote jobs community programs, through Max Employment, to integrate our Mallee Fowl and Invasive Weeds program into a training opportunity in Norseman around Nadju conservation. So we've had the training program in the first 2 weeks. There's been a lot of theory, a lot of Indigenous units, weeds, first aid, four-wheel drive, chemical awareness. We're doing weeds today out at probably Bromas Dam. And the idea then is over the next 3 months, every component of the Mallee Fowl and Invasive Weeds program will become a component of the training. So next time we'll do the full chemical applications and certifications, then we'll do the rest. And it also includes their participation in conservation action planning.
Now, David, you're the on-country coordinator. What does taking part in this program mean for you?
It was a big step for everybody involved. Hopefully we keep going with everything that we've learnt today, and maybe into years to come we can look back on it and say there was a good thing in the end.
Is everyone behaving themselves in there?
Yeah, we all have our discussions, and everybody's, you know, learning something new every day. We're not all rocket scientists, but yeah, been pretty good actually.
Now, Vicky, you're one of the participants here who is learning things. What's the number one thing that you've learnt so far that's sticking in your mind?
Oh, I like the learning to manage the land.
And I heard the lecturer in there before talking you through some of the weed species. Did you know that there were so many out there that you had to be on the lookout for?
No, not really. I just thought the land was just populated with native plants, but not the weeds.
What are you looking forward to when you get out, as Peter mentioned this afternoon, to actually start looking for things? Is that sort of the exciting bit, getting out of the classroom?
Yes, it's good to get out of the classroom and implement some exercise that we've learnt today, yesterday and last week.
And excited about the employment opportunities and working on country eventually?
Yes, it's because we are a part of the country, and it's good that we learn more about the land.
Peter, this has been a long time in the making, about 4 years really. Are you pleased that the project's got to where it is?
Yeah, very pleased. Les Schultz came to us, who's the Nadju Conservation Coordinator, about 4 years ago in anticipation of successful native title and wanting to know how Nadju could be involved in right in the centre of conservation land management and decisions about the land. We've worked with Les extensively, been well resourced through NRM, Caring for Country and philanthropic funds. We built it up to the point to where FISA, Department of Foreign Emergency Services, through Macca Johnson in Kalgoorlie, got on board and decided to set up a Dundas Rural Bushfire Brigade. We have some 18, I think, registered participants, and most of those are the same people as here. So we're getting to the stage now where Nadju themselves have to start, Nadju, I'm talking about Nadju corporate, to use a word, have to start contributing in. We need a base in Norseman now, we need vehicles, and we're discussing and negotiating those with them at the moment.
And of course, the conservation plan should be complete by June. So is that when the real work begins?
Yeah, the idea of the conservation action planning, and most people in the north of the state would refer to as a healthy country planning. We just remove the heritage and culture key components from it to focus on conservation because of the biodiversity values here in the Great Western Woodlands, Gondwana, Lincoln, Nadju area. But the idea in that conservation action plan, now that Nadju have exclusive possession native title over 5 million hectares of that target area, which is unallocated Crown land, the conservation action plan is designed around, it's not a strategy to achieve things, it's an overview of saying, where do Nadju want to be now, 5 years, 10 years, 20 and 50 years time? What are your core values? So there's an underpin of core values that when they go and talk about 10-year fire strategies or biosecurity strategies, they have their values documented.
David, 5 million hectares is a big patch of land. Where are you going to start?
We're starting as close as possible to town, and we'll work our way out into the woodlands and out onto the Nullarbor. So, yeah, it would be a big place to take care of. Hopefully, by that time, we'll have enough teams of rangers to accomplish that.
How many do you hope will be involved compared to those that are involved today?
Well, we hope maybe 100 in 10 years' time. We never know. You know, the sky's the limit, I suppose, to things like this here.
It's a big employment opportunity for the Nadji people.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, we have to take control of our own destiny now, because nobody else is going to do it for us. So we have to stand up and be counted.
So the fire management, the weeds identification, what's your favourite thing? What are you looking forward to getting out and doing most on country?
Oh, all of it, actually, for me. Because I do it, even though before the courses even started, I used to do it, you know, just me and my wife and children. We used to do it all the time. So it didn't bother me doing this here. It was just, another feather in the cap.
Peter, what is the potential here? I mean, what could we see in 5-10 years' time?
The whole objective, Tara, has been, and Les stipulated this day one, and David has reminded me the other week of the same thing. The whole objective here is to train Nadji up in their own corporation, Nadji Conservation, for fee-for-service work. It's pointless us providing all the training opportunities and funding positions and doing what we're doing for another 4 years if this group, led by David and Vicky and others, Les, can't go out there and get contracts from the Shire, contracts from Deepaw, contracts for tourist site management. That's what it's all about. It's about a full-on ranger program. And I don't usually like the term ranger program. I'd rather say that it's an employment opportunity that they manage, they direct, and they implement.
What's been the community response, given that it has been a long time coming and this training is finally here?
Yeah, the training's only one component. The awareness part of it's been probably the most difficult, because people for so long have been reliant on the land councils and others to make things happen for them. So the last 4 years has been around, if you want to be involved, you have to step up. And even today, we have some people here that weren't too sure 6 months ago about conservation. They're doing the course. They're understanding that this is not about family politics. It's not about Aboriginal politics. It's not about anything that other than an opportunity to work on country.